Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago's Black Business Network exists to assist you, the individual business owner, in your efforts to reach the next level of service and growth. We have some powerful resources in Chicago. Open the door to opportunity at chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com. Enter. There is no charge. At chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com, we are here to network. Are you? Join us today and touch the world. Hundreds of members are waiting to connect. Chicago's Black Business Network is dedicated to the legacy of the late Mayor Harold Washington. Let us not forget his service to the city of Chicago.
In honor of our seventh year in business, La Divas of Chicago Catering, that's www.ladivas.com, that's L-E-D-I-V-A-S, would like to offer a 30% discount off all our goods and services for parties of 25 persons or more. In addition, La Divas Catering is offering an additional 10% discount off all parties of 100 persons or more for a total of 40% off. These offers cannot be used in combination with any other offer. These offers expire on September 30th, 2009. So call us now at 773-536-5432. That's 773-536-5432. Today's message was brought to you by www.ladivas.com.
Problem.
That's you
people
and me. It's so easy to see.
But we could solve this confusion if we tried instead of shooting. Plus, there's no excuse when we have mouths that could use them for apologizing and acknowledging fault instead of falsely accusing, making threats, shouting, and verbally abusing. You see, we could blame race because it's easy and it's legal, but the one common denominator, people, it's people.
People.
It's a people problem.
People.
People.
Ooh. It's people.
If you
open your eyes, see.
The problem is people. That's
the
problem.
The people.
It's a people.
That's
problem.
You and me.
If you open your eyes,
listen closely.
The problem is people. That's you and me.
And I'm sure
the other person's heartbeat, and that heart becomes something that you want to take care of. And this is what we're lacking. The problem is not money or the lack thereof. The problem is people doing evil things to get it and evil things with it. Humility has totally left us. The reason I'm here is to help you, help me, help us. It's a people problem.
Open your eyes,
see. The problem is people that you and me. Listen closely,
the people.
It's a people problem. If you open your eyes,
listen closely.
The problem is people that you and me.
And I'm sure
you
agree.
It's a people problem. It's simple and plain. People purposely impose upon others their misery and pain. Their primary motive and mission is to spread their anger and displeasure and to put other people in their position. They plot. They practice illegal tactics. They play a game of pretend. And the problem is not time. They have plenty of that to spend. The problem is people once again. It's a people problem.
If you open your eyes, you can see.
The problem is people that
to some degree, we're all born equal, and then our thoughts, beliefs, and opinions are shaped and altered by guess who? You guessed it. And to say there's a drug problem without acknowledging the source won't help, because no drug can manufacture and ship itself. And the problem is not, I said not, the internet. The problem is people who neglect priorities and lack self-respect. And if it wasn't for people, there would be no war. Guns and knives are not killers. People are.
If you open your eyes,
the problem is people that listen closely.
The problem is people.
It's a people
problem.
If you open your eyes,
listen closely.
The problem is people that you and me.
And I'm sure you agree.
Welcome to Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com on Blog Talk Radio for Tuesday, September 8th, 2009. This is your host, Sonia Perdue. Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com currently has close to 500 members. We're growing stronger every day. Come and grow with us. CBBN on Blog Talk Radio is designed to share information about our members and their products and services with you, the Blog Talk Radio audience and the world. The preceding announcement was for La Diva's Catering Service here in Chicago. Hussein Hill is a member of Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com and can also be contacted on our website. You are listening to It's a People Problem, one of my favorite songs, sung by Inspire. That young man is exceptional. He's out of Las Vegas, but you can reach him on our website as well. This show and many future shows will be centered around the theme of jobs and training and programs for youth. Jobs, training, and programs for youth has become a major and ongoing commitment and focus for Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com. It will also be a part of our ongoing theme for CBBN on Blog Talk Radio nationwide. This show will provide informational programs that provide services for youth. That is what we're talking about this evening, services for youth. And we don't want to limit the program to information just about Chicago. We want to give out as much information as we possibly can. We only scheduled one show this month, but we have us information comes in and she share information. If you know someone who wants to be a guest, we can and are free to schedule on the other shows, because this is a very, very important issue for us, and it should be to you also. Let me give you a rundown on what we've got going on this evening. First, we're going to do a recap of a program for youth that we featured on our July 20th show. Next, we're expecting Ms. Celine Black of Princeton Review to call in and discuss a new tutoring program available to Chicago Public School students. I don't have any details about the program, so I'm really looking forward to Ms. Black joining us on the air this evening and sharing this vital information with you, our listening audience. Now, if for some reason we cannot connect with Ms. Black today or this evening, we will post
whatever information we can find about the Princeton Review Program on our website, because we want to be sure that this information gets out to you. Then what we're going to do, we're going to have our first visit from our new co-host, Valente Grant. Ms. Grant of By Design will be joining us on CBBN on Blog Talk Radio to assist us in enhancing the show and our service to you, the Chicago Black Business Network members, and our Blog Talk Radio listening audience. So please stop by our website and welcome Valente Grant to the CBBN family. She'll be communicating back and forth with you, so you'll see her moving around a lot on the site. And before we close this evening, we want to share some additional information with you regarding programs for youth in the Chicagoland area. And I know that sounds like a lot, but we're going to get a couple of programs, do or die. We're going to get a couple of programs in this evening, for sure, for sure, for sure. Don't forget now, we could call your name tonight, tomorrow. We could call your name tonight, this evening, to win tickets for The Cycle. The stage play, The Cycle, is being presented on October 10th at the Museum of Science and Industry. So listen to win. You never know. You can also purchase tickets on our website at chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com. It's a great show. Come by the Museum of Science and Industry and take a look. There are rarely any plays permitted at the Museum of Science and Industry. So this must be a special thing. Our chat room is open. Our calling number is 347-326-9477. And I will repeat that. The chat room is open. Our calling number is 347-326-9477. Leave your company information or organizational information in the chat room. Leave your website links in the chat room. We want people to be able to communicate with you after the show. We download and save all of the chat rooms. You may also sign in to Blog Talk if you wish to leave us a message, but we'd like for you to come over and join us at chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com, and you can talk to us all the time. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. To request that we open up your mic, if you'd like to speak to me or one of our guests, you simply press the number 1, and the system will signal to us that you wish to be on the air. We will say the last 4 digits of your telephone number, and then I will say, caller, you are on the air, and you will know that your mic is live from that point on. We welcome you, the Blog Talk listening audience and CBBN members, to call in with your questions and comments. This is your host, Sonia Perdue, and you are listening to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. And we'll be right back after these announcements, and we are so, so, so glad that you have joined us.
Richard Stephen Jordan, lots of us is here today. There's no denying the changes you made in my life. You gave me the reason to do the things that I like. Wanna
We're back, and this is your host, Sonya Perdue. You are listening to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. This is a special podcast dedicated to services for youth. That was Ed Robinson from the 50th anniversary tribute to Mr. Dennis Brown. On September 22nd, on our show at 7 p.m. that evening, join us as we celebrate a tribute to Dennis Brown, who has been dubbed the Crown Prince of Reggae. Bring all your reggae memories. Send us some requests, reggae requests. We'll play them that day. This CBBN on Blog Talk Radio Music Day, and we were going to feature musicians and singers from Chicago's Black Business Network, but everyone is welcome to join us. So send us a bio if you'd like to participate that day. If you'd like to call in, we'll play your song for you. We really like the reggae theme. We'll play your song for you, and we'll let you do a little advertising, a little free advertising for yourself. So please join us, and that's September 22nd at 7 p.m. Now, coming up on Tuesday, September 15th, that's a very special show for us. Miss Kenya Reese, writer and producer of The Cycle, will be joining us that evening. Kenya Reese, in association with FAM, F-A-M, Entertainment Theater Company, which focuses on achievement and motivation through entertainment, will be our guest on this highly anticipated show. Miss Reese's play, The Cycle, will be presented on October 10th at the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago. They're going to have two shows, one at 3 p.m. and one at 7 p.m. You may purchase tickets for the show on our website. Check our events section for details, and please join us for the show. We're going to give away tickets that evening to the show, so please be a listener. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. The chat room is open. This is your host, Sonya Perdue. You're listening to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. If you are part of a nonprofit organization, or if you have connections with these organizations that are involved in jobs and training programs for youth between the ages of 16 and 25, please have them contact me, Sonya Perdue. We would love to have them on the show. My telephone number is 312-239-8835. Once again, you can contact me at 312-239-8835. If you are involved in jobs, training, and services program for youth, or if you know someone who is, we want to get the information out. And we pass these links for these shows on and on and on and on. And we do get a lot of hits in archive. And people need to know these things. People make tragic choices. They make bad choices when they don't have good information, when they have nowhere to turn. Please help us with this agenda. We're located in Chicago. What we want to provide information on services nationwide. This is one of the services that we featured on our July 20th show. It's a service directed at the problem of homelessness. This agency works with youth who are on the street and have nowhere to go. It doesn't matter, and I say this all the time, it does not matter why they are on the street. It does not matter how they came to this point in their lives. We can't go backwards. We can't change that. We can't erase anything. But what does matter is that we assist them in moving them past that point of homelessness. There are places for them. We need to do everything that we can to get them off the streets. They don't have to be on the streets. They don't need to be on the streets. The website for Teen Living Program, the program is called Teen Living Program. The website is www.teenliving.org, and we will post that on our page. They have a 24/7 hotline for you, anywhere, anytime. A young person can pick up the phone and call 866-803-8336, 866-803-8336, extension 10, or just push to 0 for the operator. Call this number if you are or if you know someone who is in the Chicagoland area between the ages of 13 and 21, between the ages of 13 and 21 who needs help right now. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, you pass by people every day. They're standing down there all day and all night. More than likely on the corner, they're standing there all day, all night. You seeing them all day, all night up the alley, up the streets and everywhere. Obviously, they have nowhere to go. They need some direction. Even you just pass by them and drop a note on the ground. It doesn't matter if you feel that threatened. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter how they get the information. They need to be passing this information around like they pass all of those nasty pictures around. Get it out there some kind of way. They'll get it around. Oh, they'll get it around. They love to pass information around. They'll get the news around. The number is 866-803-8336. We know they're living on the street. We know they're living the street life. Not only leads to harm being done to them, but it leads to them doing harm to someone else. And you know that. So shelter is available through teen living programs, or they can refer them to other programs. The website for teen living programs is www.teenliving.org. The number is 866-803-8336. You can always email them. If you don't have your pen right now or ran out of ink, just call me. But we want to be sure to get all this information out. Go back and listen to the July 20th show and listen to the other information about the services that we provided. Our caller number is 347-326-9477. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. The special podcast is dedicated to services for you, and we'll be right back after this announcement. We are so glad to have you.
A successful special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size your special event may be.
Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. At Andy Clyde's, world-class service for our clients is standard. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists, and makeup artists, favors, daily plans for guests, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations.
Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. We are not locked in by guidelines passed down by corporate. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as dream weavers because we listen to what you want and get it done.
Our specialties are the vacation packages. Visit our website at www.andyclides.net to see examples of what sets our services above others.
And remember, at Andy Clides, we are your
dream. We'll be right back.
We're back, and this is your host, Sonia Perdue. You're listening to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. That was a new sponsor, Annie Clyde's Inc. out of Atlanta, Georgia. Visit their website, www.annieclydes, that's with the S, .net, for all of your event planning and travel needs. I've been in a mini Rippleton mood all week. If you don't know who she is, you should know her. That was Can You Feel What I'm Saying, sung by Minnie Rippleton. And I'm just going to add this as a side note about Mrs. Rippleton. She died at a very young age. She died in her 30s. She took that voice away from us. And she died of cancer. I'm not sure if it was breast cancer or cervix cancer. But she was not diagnosed early enough, and she died and I believe that she did suffer some. She died very young. I'm not going to say it was entirely avoidable, but we need to get tested, women. We need to get our tests done. There is something that can be done about that. So please spread that word also. So don't let the fear stop you from getting tested. Don't let the fear stop you from getting tested. The disease is worse than that fear, believe me. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. The chat room is open. We want to share some additional information on another program with you right now, and then we're going to go to our phone lines. Now, this agency offers other services besides youth services, and you should call them to find out about them. But our concentration, as you know, this evening is on youth services and programs. Beatrice Caffrey Youth Services, which has been there a long time, is located at 4924 South King Drive in Chicago. That's Beatrice Caffrey Youth Services, C-A-F-F-R-E-Y. Their telephone number is 773-624-5087. 773-624-5087. And we have a jobs for youth section on our website, and we will put this information in there, so it will be available for you. Beatrice Caffrey Youth Services, Inc. Has a Teen Reach program. They call it the Teen Reach program, which provides services to youth between the ages of 10 and 17 years of age and their families on a daily basis, because it's a full-time job, and we know this. These youth families are experiencing difficulties primarily because of environmental factors, you know what those are, that are impeding their ability to move towards more successful outcomes in areas such as education. If they can't go to school, they don't have food to eat. If they don't have the clothing, they can't be educated. These services also provide counseling in peer and adult interactions, something that we don't talk about, peer and adult relationships, peer-to-peer relationships, and avoidance of delinquent behavior. The purpose of the program is to offer youth a positive and structured alternative to their involvement in behaviors that are non-productive and sometimes dangerous. This is accomplished by providing the youth with critical support and services in a safe learning environment. And I want to add that it has to be a safe learning environment, but youth need to feel secure. There's a lot of fear in young people. A lot of them are very, very afraid. So they need to be secure. Safe sounds wonderful, but they need to feel secure in order to be there and be there on a continuous basis. And they offer these services between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Friday on all school holidays and in-service days. That means when school is out, they want somewhere to go, they got somewhere to go. The state and federal studies have determined that the hours between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. are the highest risk for you. Services in this program include, but are not limited to, life skills education. Until recently, life skills training was something that they only taught the first year of college. And until, like, the the 80s, they were not teaching it at all. Life skills involves a lot of things that are not normally discussed in your home or even in your school. Things like how to have a discussion without cursing someone out, how to make decisions. Not so much really critical thinking, but teaching them how to make decisions, how to go about finding out information, how to really service yourself as far as shopping. It entails a lot of things. How do you form political opinions? What are your thoughts about different things that people don't talk to them about? But a lot of things. They also provide adult mentoring, tutoring, supervised recreational activities, employment training, referral, and linkage to needed services, parent support groups. And we know that parents need support. We know that parents need a lot of support. Be a parent for 18 years, or in some cases 40 years, and see don't you need some support. And family mitigation, and they need a whole lot of that also. Participants are involved in activities such as dance, drama, sports, culinary arts, sewing, tutoring, creative writing, arts, crafts, starting your own business, singing, social grace, and etiquette, and field trips. My black language is coming through right there. The Illinois Department of Human Services provides funds for these programs, but you know that they always, always need our help. And I'm going to see if I can reach out to them. Those are some very viable services. And we know 4924 South King Drive, they need our services and they need our help. Their number is 773-624-5087. That's the Beatrice Coffrey Youth Services. 773-624-5087. Yes, I speak black English. I speak all types of English. Sometimes it's Espanol English. I speak it all. Please pass this information forward, and we will post the information to our website. Don't kill the messenger. Take the message at heart. I appreciate that so much. This is Sonia Perdue, your host. You're listening to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. This is a special broadcast dedicated to services for youth. We're going to come back with our co-host, Valente Grant, right after this message. We thank you so, so much for joining us.
Na 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 na. I'm not a groupie that follows the band, and I'm no good at one night stands. But I did put the woo in woman, and I'm looking for a stepping man. Tell me, baby, can you? Well,
and put lipstick on and give myself a kiss, 'cause I put the woo in woman. Yeah, I put the woo in woman. Yeah, I put the woo in woman. And I'm looking for a stepping man. Not much time to live. I wonder why, when I have so much love to give. But tonight I'm not looking for romance. Tonight all I wanna do is dance, dance, dance. 'Cause I put the woo in woman. Yeah, I put the woo in woman. Yeah, I put the woo in woman.
And this is your host, Sonya Perdue, and you're listening to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. That was Carolyn Walden singing I Put the Woo in Woman. When we played that for AndyClyde.net, since they enjoyed it so much last week, that's our new sponsor, AndyClyde.net. Please visit them for all your travel arrangements. We're going to go to the telephone now. Our caller number is 347-326-9477. We're going to talk to caller, last four numbers, 7406. You're on the air.
Hi, Sonya. This is Vellante. How are you?
Vellante, so glad that you joined us. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm enjoying the show tonight.
I'm so happy. Now, this is Ms. Vellante Grant of By Design, and she's going to be joining us as a co-host on CBBN on Blog Talk Radio, to assist us in enhancing the show, work the chat room for us, talk to the members, and find out what your needs are so we can improve the show, increase the listenership. We all would benefit from it. Now, but I'd say, tell us a little bit about By Design, about what you do, about you.
Well, I'm a graphic designer with about 15 years' experience. I've been doing my own thing for about 5 years now, and I try to bring high-end design, custom design, photography to the small business owner so you can compete with those, the big companies with the whole department dedicated to advertising and marketing. You get the same look and feel at the small business price, networking and getting to know people.
Okay.
That's what I do.
That's what you do, huh?
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking at your profile here, Ms. Grant. You do a whole lot. You do a whole lot. Now, before 5 years ago, you were doing it for corporate. You say you've been doing it 15 years, but you started your business 5 years ago?
Yes, I started my business 5 years ago. I've worked with AT&T, Chase, PricewaterhouseCoopers, and I designed on the corporate level for about 8 years. And then when things started getting offshore shipping to India, I was downsized, which was the best thing that ever happened to me. And I was able to take some contacts and just start working in networking. That's why I love CBBN, because networking is so key. Networking and marketing is the key to surviving as a small business owner.
I got you. And you do it. You get around, don't you?
I do. I definitely do.
Because you have to. And I say this all the time, Valente. You can't just post the link and post the picture and just and look at it and expect something to happen. You have to get out and meet the people. You got to go talk to them. You got to show them who you are. You got to say hi to them. You have to take interest in what they're doing. And and you are connecting, and you do a super job at it. You're doing a lot of things. You're quite busy. And I'm glad that you took the time to come and join us and just put something else on your resume. And that's networking, too. You know, when I go out and talk to people, and I'm saying, well, come be on the show. People enjoy talking about themselves. They want to, you know. Sometimes they'll disappear like Miss Black did this evening. But, you know, people have children. I don't assume anything. People have lives. You never know, because I did talk to Miss Black, and we're going to have her back regarding the Princeton Review Program. So I never assume anything when something goes on with a guest. We just keep on going. But I will have her back because it is an important program. Now, you're doing something with the Chicago Public Schools also, right?
Yes, part of what I do is with the photography. We've done spring portraits. Now we're moving into fall portraits for school pictures. And I have what's called the Presidential Collection because, as we know, Barack Obama involved the youth and the children in his campaign. And that's an unprecedented move by a president of the United States. And I use it to just kind of encourage our inner city youth in the schools. You can be whatever you want to be. It's a photo with Barack Obama, and I kind of use that to segue them into being aware of politics and what's going on, you know, outside of your six block radius in your neighborhood. And it's really being received well by parents and administrators and educators. So I'm liking
I know the children are just so excited about that, aren't they? I know they're just excited taking their picture, aren't they? I can see their little
faces. Yes, they are, and I love that. When they see the picture of them with the president, they just get all excited. And it's nice to be able to do that, yeah.
Oh, my goodness, it'll never happen again. But anyway, it's a wonderful thing that is happening now. But that's something, and that's historical in itself. I should put it like that, shouldn't I? That is historical in itself, that their innocent children are taking pictures with the president.
And also, in keeping with your theme for tonight's program, I also do a lot of training and mentoring with what I do, and internship for high school credits for for career service. And when they need the certificates, I do a lot of that. So if you have youth who need to be in an apprenticeship program, I do that as well, to kind of give them a marketable skill and teach them to network at a young age.
I'm telling you those are important skills. That's a life skill training. The networking
is
a life skill training. How to present yourself to people, how to approach people, how to speak to people, how to Wendy was on the show talking about emotional intelligence, which means controlling your emotions and the emotions of the person that you're talking to and their reaction to you. Those are life skill training skills that we don't talk about, that we never talked about. I mean, when you were young, did you have this kind of conversation? No, you didn't.
No, I did not.
And it would have been so wonderful. I mean, it would have helped a lot, you know, to have these type of conversations. But we didn't have these type of conversations. And so it becomes more and more critically important. And so and the breakdown in our communities is that a lot of conversations are not being held. A lot of things are not being heard. They don't know a lot of things. I taught on the collegiate level at the first or second level. I taught a county. it's a lot of things that they don't know. It's amazing. It's amazing.
It is.
Well, I thought I knew a lot, too, at 18, 19, 20. You know you do. But I think I did know a little bit more outside.
I know.
It's amazing to me. I knew how to fill out forms. I knew how to have a job. I knew how to complete all my grant papers. I knew all those things. It's
right.
So many little things, because I did all those things. I went away to college. I did all those things. You know, I knew how to work. It's little things, amazing things that they really, really don't know, and they need to have jobs. Those internships are important. I'm not in the, you know, associated with the Chicago Public Schools and that type of thing, but that's great. How many hours do they need for that? I mean, how many hours do they work to get a certificate? Do you know?
That is contingent upon what program they're in at school. I've done kids that needed 20 hours. Some needed 10 hours. It depends if it's something for an academic requirement or if it's for an athletic scholarship. Depending on what it is, they have different requirements. But it's usually between 10 and 20 hours. Sometimes they've needed 50 to just show that they're learning, and I have to evaluate them and what they're doing and how they're learning it. And that's how we do it. And it's so much fun, and they gain really valuable technical skills. And they're helped, too. Our youth are so bright. It's just a matter of somebody taking the time to give them the knowledge, you know?
They're extremely bright. I never speak in absolutes, although they be getting on my nerves, and they do. It does get on your nerves, but I try to catch myself from time to time not to speak in absolutes about them, because all of them are not the same. They'll sit me down. You know, they are all not the same. There's some of them just going on out there. And I think, you know, whether it's 1 hour, 10 hours, or 1.5 hours, or 2 hours, just the exposure changes their life. Exposure,
yes,
to something new, to something they've never seen. They don't even understand. They don't even know it really exists. Just the exposure opens up their little minds and just starts into growing. Plant, as you said, plant a seed, and that's what you're doing. You plant a seed. How you got the time for all this, Valente?
I got the what?
How do you have the time? Where do you find the time?
I get very little sleep. I tease people. I say, when you're an entrepreneur, you give up a 9-to-5 for 24/7. But it's worth it. It's really, really worth it. I have an 8-year-old myself. And like you were saying, just to be able to expose her, she can go with me and meet incredible people and see what they do. And it is just life-changing. It really steers the children in a completely different direction. And that's what I do. I work with youth ministries, and I volunteer a lot, and I love just interacting with the young people and showing them and learning from them. You know, I learn so much from them.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. I'm going to spend the last few minutes with you, because I just think this is important, and I'm so excited that we're going to work together. Let me ask you this. I have a new business. I give you a call. I call you at By Design, and I want you to give your information out. And what is the first thing I should know? I mean, say it is a catering business. What is the first thing that I should be doing as far as marketing my business? What is it that I need?
The first thing you need is to develop your image. What kind of caterer are you? Are you upscale? Are you kind of like soul food, what kind of food, all of that we need to determine. And then I put together what I call the brand identity for you and get everything kind of connected, your business card, your menus, your website should all have a consistent theme. So if anyone sees anything anywhere, they'll know, oh, that's Sonia's place. You know, if they pick up anything they see, it should be consistent enough and be branded. And that's where you kind of start and you get yourself out there. And then from there, once you get your materials, you go everywhere, and some places are going to be a waste of time, but you never know until you find out. You go everywhere that they say networking. You meet everybody. You talk to everybody and let them know what you do. And but before that, though, I always say to people, make sure you are on top of your game. Know what you're doing. Have some background. Have some experience. And then market yourself, and the phone calls will start coming, you know.
It works.
It works.
It does work. It does work. It does work. You know, we offer people different marketing opportunities, and I think I do a lot of different things. marketing opportunities. And some people, you ask them, do you want to do this? And if it's free, they still won't do it.
It
behooves me. I'm like, okay. But it's always going to be a small percentage anyway. It's not going to be a gigantic decision. I mean, our event on the 21st wasn't a gigantic, but it was just the people who were there were just top quality people. They were just serious people. These people are been out there doing it, you know,
a while. I've learned that numbers aren't everything, because I think that meeting you, if you meet one quality person, I mean, literally, it was one guy who taught me how to network, literally. This one connection is the person who has propelled my business and sustained it, just the knowledge I got from him, you know, and you're one of those people. So it doesn't have to be packed. I don't get discouraged by a small crowd, because, you know, if a few good people really make a huge difference.
Oh, I'm not discouraged at all. The quality of the people, and everybody said the same thing. Wow, those people. That makes the difference. Though, for me, it only takes, when I have my little lunch club meetings or meet a few people for lunch, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. Who will show up? Because the people who show up are the ones, they ready for the business. They want to do business. They want to sponsor. They want to trade. Like I had, when I just went out and had lunch, Ken Uriz, how did I get tickets to give away on our site? I just sent her an email and say, wow, that play looks great. And start talking, because you know I can talk. But
that's right.
Start running off at my mouth. And she said, well, can we meet for lunch? Sure, we can meet for lunch. Why can't we meet for lunch? This is what we do, you know?
Right.
And start talking to the young woman. And this is a very talented young woman. They don't have place at the Museum of Fashion Industry. They don't do.
I can't wait. I cannot wait to see that play. Oh, my goodness. I'm happy for her.
And you know what, dear? I have tickets for you. Did I tell you? I don't think I did.
No, I got tickets.
I have tickets for you. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you. Wonderful. You know what, real quick, Sonya, too? Since you didn't get your Princeton Review person, I do have a little bit of information, because I've done a little bit of everything.
Okay.
I did work with that program with the Chicago Public Schools. As I told you, I mentor students. Princeton Review is funded by the National No Child Left Behind program. Anyone who's interested in that program, you go to your school and you talk to the SES, Supplemental Education Services Coordinator. That's the person who allows you to choose which of those programs you want. It's an after-school tutoring program. That's what Princeton Review is. I don't have that much information about the specifics of how the program works, because I worked for a different program, but I do know that that's how they work. And if you're interested in Princeton Review, go to your SES coordinator, and they will connect you to the site manager for Princeton Review to get your child in that program. That's all I know.
Well, that's more than I know, because it's a site manager at each school for each program.
Typically a site manager manages 4 to 5 schools, and that person is in the building maybe weekly, and they have teachers sometimes from that school or from other schools that administer the program. And there's a couple of different ones, and I'm not going to name the other ones because we're talking about Princeton Review, and they're all competitors.
It's essentially
funded by No Child Left Behind, and it's free, absolutely free. The parents do not pay at all for this. And you talk to the SES, Supplemental Education Services Coordinator, and they connect you to the program, and the program is the parent's choice, and you can get access to these programs free.
That is absolutely wonderful. You know, I want to thank you for joining us this evening. We have about 2 minutes left, and I'm going to wind up. But we're going to talk some more, and I look forward to us doing our first show. And I do appreciate you very much, young lady.
Thank you, Sonya. I'm so glad that I met you, and just thank you for the opportunity. And I'm looking forward to working with you.
Thank you, and you have a great evening.
Thank you, too.
This is Sonya Perdue, Chicago's Black Business Network.com, and you're listening to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. We do have a winner for our tickets tonight, Monica Gray. Did you listen to the show this evening? You have 24 hours to send us a private email to win the tickets to the cycle Monica Gray. She's a new member from last week. We got tickets for you to the cycle. If you listen to the show, call in within 24 hours. We're going to have more shows on jobs for youth. We're going to have more information on training and service programs. We appreciate that information on Princeton Review. We're going to get that information, and we're going to post it to our website. We thank each and every one of you for joining us tonight, and we hope to see you next week for Kenya Reese's interview. And we hope to see you at the cycle. Please come to our website. You can purchase tickets there. This is your host, Sonia Perdue, for Chicago's Black Business Network on Blog Talk Radio. Have a wonderful week, everyone. We are appreciative of all of our friends, listeners, and members who joined us today. We welcome your thoughts and comments at cbbn@blogtalkradio.com. This is a learning process for all of us. Let's grow and learn together. You are surrounded by resources and tools to take you to the next level in life and business. You don't have to make the journey alone. Join us at chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com and touch the world. The music in the opening announcement is Bass Vibes. The closing piece is Shades of Spring. Both were written and composed by Kevin McLeod and can be listened to in their entirety on our site. Thank you and have a wonderful night.